This is the rich sound of Nuwan Afrobeat, a Latin-tinged take on the classic Nigerian sound, but from Chile in South America. Hello, I'm Banning Air.
And I'm Makwai Wabesi Olwe.
And I'm Josh Kudine. Welcome to another edition of Planet Afropop.
From Valparaiso, Chile, that's Nuwan Afrobeat with the title track from their fifth album, Gritas. This band has been going for 15 years, and they've really put an interesting twist on the Afrobeat sound. But now, let's go to the real home of Afrobeat, Lagos, Nigeria. Joining us now from Accra in Lagos is Feifei. Where are you driving from? From where to where?
I'm driving from an interesting five-hour interview back to my house.
Who are you interviewing?
Non-disclosure. I can't tell you just yet.
Oh, wow. That's exciting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll stay tuned on that. Life's remaining interesting in Lagos these days, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much you know about Nigeria and where the economy is at just yet, but it's been a crazy time. So we can start with excessive amounts of heat.
Heat?
Yeah, it's really humid right now. And somehow, it's not directly related, but I would say the humidity is affecting the economy because things are really stiff. And the Naira is crashing rapidly.
Oh boy, that creates a lot of stress all the way around, I would imagine.
Yeah, and to make matters even worse, they're kind of fixing a really important bridge that connects Lagos. So there's traffic, really intense traffic.
That bridge is amazing.
Yeah, you know the bridge, right? The third mainland bridge.
Oh yeah, you know, I've seen a friend of mine who went there and he came from the airport and he was on that bridge. And it was, okay, I'm going back home. And he turned around, he managed to turn around to come back to DC.
Are you serious? He will? It's been really bad for a while. Like, there's been too many potholes on the bridge and causes a lot of accidents and all that.
They're actually trying to widen that bridge, I read. Is that right?
So there's a proposition to build a fourth mainland bridge. But we've heard about it more than we've seen any actions.
Talk is cheap, right?
I see you dancing on your seat. The road must be excellent.
So, Feifei, we have Makwai Wabesi Olwe with us also.
Yeah, good to see you, Feifei. It's been a while.
Ah, there she is. I like your hairdo.
I don't have a hairdo. I've got a cap on.
George, behave.
Well, I always try to get George to behave. I like it.
I'm sorry. No.
Okay, anyway, so when Feifei's not stuck in traffic in Lagos in a car, she's been working on a very interesting report about a unique Nigerian band called ARB. Feifei, tell us about this band. What do you find so interesting about them?
Okay, hi everybody who's listening. It's interesting that I am on the road right now. But yeah, let's get straight to it. So ARB, I first heard of them at a concert last year. The name of the concert is Alter Music Fest. Happens in Lagos, Nigeria once a year. And you just have like interesting people that don't conform to the regular Afro beats come around and play, and you know, people just vibe to it. So I remember trying to record sounds at that event, and this, I would say, middle-aged looking guy, I don't know if 40 plus is like middle age, but like, yeah, let's just say middle aged looking guy walks up to me and asks me why I'm not interviewing him and his band. And I look at him, I'm like, okay, most people here are like maybe in their 20s, you know, early 30s, you know, trying to make music, but you look a little older than the usual. And then I meet a couple of his bandmates and they're like, let's say 25 and all that. And I thought it was an interesting dynamic to hear what this band sounds like. And then they get on stage and do their thing, and I'm like, oh wow, like it's a merge of two different decades, two different lifetimes, and it's just interesting to hear, you know. So that's what intrigued me about the band. Got to know their music, like, yeah, you know, it's not your typical high life or Afro beats, like a merging something together, so it's called like Afro fusion. So, you know, that's what got me interested in them.
Yeah, no, I'm laughing at the fact that you, this 40-year-old, you called middle-aged. That's hilarious. But you know that some of the best bands in the world, most of them, I think their band leaders are over like 70 at this point. You know, you've got the Rolling Stones and you have so many bands. So please don't put us to the curb yet. Remember, 60 is the new 30. No, I'm serious. There used to be a time when you were 40 as a woman and you'd just be like, okay, that's an old lady. But nah, those days are over. 60 is the new 40.
There's hope for me then.
There's a hope for us.
Yeah, good, good, good.
Life does not end at 30, please.
So should I then increase what I think is middle-aged? So like 60?
Yeah, I think at least that. But coming back to ARB, they're multi-generational, multi-genre. Wow, it's got to be challenging for a band like that to make it in the current scene in Nigeria.
It is, actually. And we talk a lot about these challenges, you know, in the interview I conducted with them. One of the things that also piqued my interest about this band is I usually watch from here and see how you just have maybe young kids just set up a band in their garage, and before you know it, you know, they become something big. So they just kind of felt like that to me, especially with like how they came together. And, you know, it wasn't particularly too planned or scripted, you know. Just a couple of guys digging it out, and then the next thing you know, they're going on tour internationally and all that.
No, that sounds exciting.
It does, particularly because you've got this conversation between the generations going. And a key player in the band is an older guy, right? It's the producer.
Yeah. He's the producer. So it's like someone who is further along, who's had a lot more experiences. And then these young guys who are still trying to find themselves and find their sound and, you know, what music really means to them.
Cool. Well, I think without further ado, we should hear it. So here's Feifei's report on ARB.
Okay, Feifei here reporting from Lagos, Nigeria, bringing you ARB, short for Alternative Reflective Beat. This is a band based in Lagos and Abuja in Nigeria. It's led by Anthony Osunde, known as Dr. T, alongside Odenose the vocalist, saxophonist Bassi, and Effective the music producer. The band benefits from having members within the age range of 21 to 40, which I think is a nice touch, actually. They'll tell us more about their band in a few minutes, but let's start right now with a song that is a true representation of ARB. This is Rescue Me. Just determine your belief and understand your duty. Just in time, battery through the way now. Don't be saying I'll be down with you and them before you. All the dating with your lover and your alter ego. Many minds do me wrong, but they still don't get it. Keep saying battery through the way now. Don't be saying I'll be down with you and them before you.
That song particularly just to liven up to announce the presence of ARB. I think it captures the essence of ARB. It's just that nobody told us we had to discover this. It wasn't a song that we ourselves put a lot of focus. This wasn't the plan. It came from other people's response and how the feedback that we got, it just ended up earning that reputation as maybe a song that captures the ARB essence.
Can't catch me tonight. I just wanna live some peeps tonight. I tell you no fee, travel go Kaduna. You be like don't be there. Within a train or you carry go for Uber. You be like don't need it. They suck your blood and your money, what they do now? Watch in the zombie way. You bet your life won't run. I'll be like machine gun. Every single day we run. Break up, make everybody check up. I'll not be politician. Break up, don't make we body check up. I'll not be politician. All of the let me push up.
So quick backstory about ARB. 7 years ago, Dr. T wanted to celebrate his dad's 70th birthday in a very special way. Mainly because his dad supported his music by buying him a flute and a guitar, and he just wanted to be appreciative. So he thought it would be a good idea to play some music with a band at the party. At the time, Dr. T was in contact with Effective, the producer, and it was Effective who introduced him to every other member of ARB. Dr. T till this day is an engineer. Effective and Bassi used to play individually at other gigs. And Odenose was a student who knew deep down that her passion was music. And eventually she dropped out to pursue it. Their style of music is Afrofusion, a mixture of Afro beats and a lot of other genres. But what is the best way to describe the band?
What describes as a band, it's a bit of a journey of where I have been and lived. So the styles of music of the last 15, 20 years, I've had the privilege and the opportunity to hear and experience different sounds. Some way, somehow, we started at the core of Afrobeat itself. And then we've kind of branched out and fused it with different other sub-genres. We've got a rock song in there. We've got really soulful songs in there. But all the time, storytelling about social justice, about the social conditioning of the Black experience, about being young, and trying to get your voice heard about injustices and addressing that and equality.
Today we mourn a dare with nothing left to say in words. We learn to live again with the little faith we can. In Him we're all alive, we'll never leave our hope behind. I promise not to cry,
but
please I must return back to my
corner. Back to my corner, yeah.
Back to my corner.
Trying to be strong, to celebrate your life. I miss you all the same. I promise not to cry. I'm trying to be strong, to celebrate your life. And I miss you all the same in prayer.
That was Nimaya, the second single released by ARB, and it's short for Togama Nimaya, and that's Edo language. But in English, it means it will be well for all of us. This song offers hope, faith, and a deep sense of peace as it celebrates life and love.
I was watching on the Netflix special the other day, and it was Quincy Jones and it was Lionel Richie talking about the making of the big concert they did for charity. And they started off with Lionel Richie and Michael Jackson working together and writing a song. And Lionel Richie says that Michael Jackson was just, his songwriting process was just all about humming, just a bunch of hums recorded onto tapes over and over again. So many tapes recorded, just hums, random hums, and then he would put it together later on. And I'd never seen this before, but that is exactly my songwriting process. I guess Michael Jackson didn't play any instruments, so that was how he captured the sound. But it begins with just hearing sound and capturing it and going back to it again and layering in it, layers and layers of different sounds, different hummings. The words come after. And the words have to audition to get into the sound. They have to come with the right texture. They have to come with the right feelings. And then the logic and the meaning comes later on.
For Odeno, say it's quite different. She writes words first and then comes up with the melody later.
Writing was a little bit difficult for me at the beginning of my journey into songwriting. And so I took it upon myself to kind of figure it out and learn, you know, how to write rhyming words and come up with things that work for, you know, the thing I'm trying to say at the time.
Boy, I got a question for you.
That was Tell Me What You Want by ARB. And what I really, really want is to know what pre-performance ritual ARB carries out without fail.
We like to get the bishop to pray for us. We try to get Bassi. Bassi's our designated bishop. We normally just huddle together and we're feeling, you know, nervous, adrenaline is pumping, and Bassi's words just calming and just gets us to reflect on the bigger picture, just to be the best form of ourselves and to be authentic and to be gracious and to be full of gratitude, you know? And that's probably something that we do as a ritual before we jump on stage.
Feifei here on Planet Afropop, bringing you the ARB band. I had a feeling it would almost be impossible to have the band choose what they think is the best ARB song. But I decided to ask them anyway. I mean, they have a 23-track album that they will tell us about later, but let's see if they can pick one song from their discography.
That's an impossible spot. This is not a question of what jollof is better, Ghana jollof, or, you know, it's not even like that. I don't think, Dr. T, I don't think there is a best ARB song.
It's not possible. No. So, our favorite song at the moment is...
At the moment.
3, 2, 1...
Oh, God.
Sorry. Trust me, that part of the conversation went on for much longer. But they did mention Hear Me, Take Me, Latency, Winter, Hunger. And with the power vested in me, I decided I was going to make the final decision. So coming up next, the best ARB song, Take Me.
Joy, just to feel it. Sounds so magnificent.
vision for ARB was to create something like the Fugees and the Black Eyed Peas, and this was mainly because of the flexibility of these groups, where members can have solo projects and then come back again to be a part of the group and create something. And so far, it's been working. The band records its success as the moment UNXT, a subsidiary of Universal Music, reached out to purchase 50% of their very first single, If You Love Me.
They wanted to go and do a deal on that one, a distribution deal. So I actually signed off and sold off 50% of the song. And it was a moment where I thought, oh, wow, I better start taking this seriously. It was a privilege because it was a very, very first single to put the song out and to see the feedback and the buzz, especially on Instagram, just pinging, pinging, pinging. We never experienced that before. And then a couple of weeks later, getting that call through and signing a deal with Universal Music. I was very proud, independent label owner. It allowed me to establish the kind of relationship with the major that I wanted in my own terms. So it was also a moment of independence. But that gave me huge inspiration to go forward. And every year it's just been a build-up. Recently, obviously, we won the competition with the Spanish Embassy, the Vis-a-Vis 2023 Music Award. And that gave us, obviously, the opportunity to tour. And we did the tour across Spain, 9 festivals, over 50,000 people. And that definitely leaves a mark, not just for myself, but as the whole group, going there together, enduring, experiencing just the feedback, the love, the hand waving. It was just a lot to take in, a lot to process, and I think it probably bonded us more than anything else that we've experienced.
Hello, this is ARB. Welcome to our lounge session. We're going to be doing a couple of songs for you. This one is called If You Love Me. Enjoy.
Not a drill, no jokes, I care, this is all for real. You know I've been wounded, would you help me heal? 'Cause you are me forever, baby, it's a deal. Oh boy, make you no forget all the sweet love where we share. When you there for me, when I there for you. Oh boy, make you no forget all the sweet love where we share. When you there for me, when I there for you. Hey, if you love me, make them be. If you love me, make you make them be. If you love me, make you there show me. If you love me, make you make them be. If you love me, make you make them be. If you love me, make you there show me. Doesn't matter you stressing on me, doesn't matter you hoping on me. All that matters, you know how you feel. All that matters, you know what you see. Doesn't matter you trusting on me, doesn't matter you hoping on me. All that matters, you know how you feel. All that matters, you know what you see. Boy, me, I love you and I know this thing. More than a feeling, this not once in 10. Ever since I saw you, I've been noticing how you're doing, what you're doing, and I'm hopelessly in love with you. Oh Lord, look at me, I rock with you. This now I got no go lying to you. I wanna walk down the aisle with you, aisle with you. Let me be the shoulder that you lean on.
The biggest challenge is not being able to see each other as much as we would like. So it's very realistic that we spend times apart. Sometimes that's a good thing because you write and things, but we have to travel. That travel costs sometimes blocks us from being together. We would like to do everything together, but sometimes we find that we just can't because of the way things are, because of logistics and having to always put on the cost. So if you're in Lagos, people have the option of hiring bands that are just solely based in Lagos. When you're a group and you've got people spread out in Abuja and Lagos, they've got to really want you to be able to afford you to bring all your bands together from wherever you're at. And then we're in Lagos and then all of a sudden you want us in Abuja. So it's probably just the traveling element and the reality in this kind of current economy can be quite challenging.
This past December, was hectic. It was also a lot of strain on Dr. T, I can say that, because I remember that we did a show in Abuja, and we were on the first flight the next day to do a show in Lagos, and then we had to be back in Abuja the day after. We did almost 6 to 7 trips back and forth in December.
In the space of like 2 weeks.
In the space of 2 weeks. It was very tasking, and it does have an impact on our mental health, on the vocal cords
you
also.
You understand. Body,
yeah, on the body.
Yeah.
There's the truth that we've got so much content, and We wish we could share it with more people in the world, performing live music and going around. Again, we are in the world and we know the things that happen in the world. But we're sure that with all these challenges, we will overcome.
Definitely. We're making it work still.
Yeah, yeah, so.
It's happening.
We'll continue.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Osara Dion off the Altercation album. This happens to be my best song on the album. It means God is our leader, and it was inspired by a feeling of frustration and seeing young children being thrown into war zones and being traumatized by the experience. I've been lucky to see ARB perform this song just once, and it was a spiritual experience. But when you think of the word altercation and what it means, you can't help but wonder how they arrived at choosing this word as the title of their first album.
It just felt right because of the meaning. It's about engaging, provoking, altercation within yourself, altercation with society, social justice. It just felt right. In terms of collaboration, so we've all had the experience of having London in the Abuja studio. We do have Lauda, who is a prolific producer for Maven. We've had the opportunity of working largely with Effective. Effective produced 80-90% of the album, but it's also nice to bring in some guest producers. Celebration of the ARB collective. It was really putting altercation together. Then we started to use the term ARB collective because we realized that the ARB was now getting bigger than just OG, Ife, and Bassi, and Anthony, and Dr. T. So it was recognizing Ruth Mahogany and the influence and the role she was playing. It's recognizing Big Shy Robot, Young Krez, and then Odumodu Black was probably the first feature because he's on the album as well. We celebrate also Made Kuti, Victor Wordsmith, who was with us in Abuja. you know, so we celebrate him because we did all of those long shows in Abuja, the one that brought us together. So an altercation was the celebration of the last couple of years, and it was really about gratitude. It's an old school 23 song album, so it was a lot about self-expression and sort of our political vibes going out as well. Everything that is ARB, I think, you know, that's what altercation was sort of celebrating.
I know say no be lawyer. Every single day is never getting better. We did don't die. Be like waiting be the matter. Jelly won't get to the dollar. People only cry you enjoy. We did don't die. Be like waiting be the matter. See me coming over me. Every single day we know we made a mistake. Putting sentimentally, oh, where does it lead? Commissioner police, people say I sound like la police. Putting sentimentally, oh, where does it lead? R.M.E.O. I only show up before you know my name. No, put me for your breeze. Maybe one day we go find a way. If we don't stay, no go die for you. Jack back for the system. Use your power, make you jack back for the system.
There is love, lots of love. We have music, lots of music. Rich are we? Look at Dr. T's lines.
I don't think we give Dr. T enough credit. He writes a lot of the music, but then he is a prolific spoken word artist. A lot of the music that we have were born from some spoken word pieces that he just gave us, you know, and added melody to. So poetry, more like spoken word. Because of his love for spoken word, we have a lot of other members of the ARB collective, like Ruth Mahogany.
Like Ruth, exactly.
Who are very, very, very prolific spoken word artists. Mm-hmm. Young Krez in Lagos, who tries hard at spoken word. There's this guy sometimes who does spoken word on the spot, some guy named Bassi.
Of course, poetry and music are practically spawned from the same web, so it makes sense if members of the band are poets and spoken word artists. Anyways, it's been quite an experience sharing the music of ARB with you. My name is Feifei. I leave you now to return soon with more music, but not without ARB telling us what they have planned for the future.
We came into 2024 with Coachella on our minds. The future for ARB is a lot more music, a lot more tours, a lot more festivals. There is a demographic of listeners who are not streaming. They are in their early 40s, mid 50s, and in the countries that they reside, they would rather attend festivals and listen to live music. Mm. To get to these people, we'll need to do more festivals. We are also aware that live music is on the rise, because anyone who is a professional musician today is playing with a live band. We have enough music under our belts to host more shows and to do more performances. And so there's probably going to be an ARB Live in concert in the very near future. I look forward to doing music with people who are creating very reflective music, the Kanye Wests and the Jay-Z's, India Rees. Because our music is not limited to genre, the sky isn't even the limit. We have such a bright future, and God being our help and our guide, we know that the future for ARB is more than bright.
You make me shut down and stop. You're right to reach kilometer. Your love no be pure water or real to know, baby. Spin about I'm higher. Everything on offer, it don't matter. See you in my thinking magnified.
Feifei, amazing report. Thanks so much for that. We're back in the car in Lagos now, right?
Yes, we are in the car in Lagos.
Well, Feifei, we look forward to talking to you again soon about goings on in Lagos. You say things are a little rough there these days.
Yeah, things are a little rough these days. The economy is not doing so great. But, you know, we stay hopeful. I think that's one of our superpowers here in Lagos.
Well, hang in there and we'll talk again soon.
All right, Ijama.
Okay, Feifei, Ijama.
All right, thank you guys.
Never gonna give up on your love. Never gonna give up on your love. Never gonna give up on your love.
Thanks so much to Feifei for that fascinating report on a band breaking all the rules and making it ARB.
Amen. So good to have Feifei on our team. And we look forward to more reports from Lagos in future episodes.
Absolutely. And folks, we've got all sorts of great material in the pipeline for this podcast. So tell your friends to subscribe to the Afropop Worldwide podcast for our classic radio program and more of us. Yeah.
That's right. Visit afropop.org for full details.
Planet Afropop is a production of World Music Productions. Support for Planet Afropop comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes a great nation deserves great art. Our founder and executive producer is Sean Barlow.
Our lead podcast producer is Banning Air. Our chief audio engineer is Michael Jones. Additional engineering for this edition was by Feifei in Lagos, as well as by Banning Air at Lion Song Studios in Middletown, Connecticut.
Our director of development and co-host is Mukwe Wabesiolwe. Banning Air edits our website, afropop.org, along with our director of new media, Sivian Biggs. And I'm Georges Collinet.
And I'm Banning Air.
And I'm Mukwe Wabesiolwe. Until next time.
Odabo, that's Yoruba for goodbye. Danana Bade, that's Swahili for see you later.
Never gonna give up on your love. Never gonna give up on your love. Never gonna give up on your love.